Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with DMV and a secret vasectomy. It's all coming up right after this.
The following is a paid commercial announcement from the Bob and Tom Pharmaceutical Company.
Ahoy, mateys. I'm retired sea captain Dick Itchy with an important message for all you sea dogs out there. With the Merchant Marine, I've spent nearly 40 years sailing around the world. As a young swabby, I visited many exotic ports of call and chose to spend my leisure time in the company of loose women, many of whom were whores and prostitutes. And I loved them, everyone. As a result, I contracted syphilis 147 times. When symptoms appeared, my only relief was a rigorous scrubbing with a barnacle scraper. Well, today I'm pleased to announce an exciting new breakthrough in the treatment of itchy sores and lesions. It's a soothing topical ointment made especially for sailors. Introducing new Shankers Away. When it's time to swab the deck, you need Shankers Away.
Shankers Away.
So, take it from me, Sea Captain Dick Itchy, a man who spent his life sailing the seven seas. There are two things I've learned. Drinking salt water just makes you thirstier, and hookers love semen. So, if you're a sailor who's docked his dinghy in an unfriendly port, you need Shankers Away. Shankers Away. From the people who brought you Moby Dick Love Lotion. And coming soon, it's Cousteau Ointment. Cousteau Ointment for Jacques Itch. Aye.
From the Bob and Tom Pharmaceutical Company, where our motto is, we don't just make drugs, we need them.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see now. We'll do it by color of hair.
We're just going to do it by color. Lightest to darkest.
Okay, I guess I'm number one now.
Yeah, you are number one, brother.
Just call me Whitey.
We always have.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christy. I just hung that out there like a pinata to be bashed. Let's see. Then I think number two is probably the lovely Allie Breen with golden hair and a sweet smile.
Sister, I'm impressed at number two. I'm usually the whitest in the room.
Yeah. Some people want to be the smartest guy in the room, and never mind. Let's see now. Then I think number two, well, technically, obviously, you go from me to Allie to Christy.
Right.
And then based on beard color alone, I'm going to have to go with Pat Godwin.
Yeah.
Okay. That is kind of whitish. And then let's see. Then it would be Ace. Can I see under your cap for just a second? Ace Cosby, our engineer. Nope.
What are you doing?
Looking at hair color.
Chip McGee, and then Ace Cosby, then Josh, then Willie.
We weren't talking hair color.
On the dark side.
We were talking color.
On the dark side.
I'm salty. Oh,
we were trying to get canceled.
Thank you, Allie.
You are indeed salt and pepper. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Peppa. Allie, it's great to see you.
You too.
I know that you had to switch gears because it's my understanding that you were at the Department of Motor Vehicles getting a new driver's license. Is that what we heard yesterday?
Yeah. I had to make an appointment 4 months in advance, so I couldn't miss it.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to get one of those real IDs. Ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Oh,
now, are you a resident of the state of New York, or did you have to go back to Massachusetts or Georgia?
No, New York. Yep. Good old New York City.
You drive in Manhattan?
Well, no, but when I'm on the road, I need a license. I've had it expired for a long time, which isn't good. So I finally got that fixed. But yeah, I'll drive when I'm away.
And you need it to fly. You need the little star or whatever.
The real ID now. Yeah. You have to get that whole, it's a whole process. It's no fun.
Yeah, I don't want to rush the judgment here, but I made a guess a couple weeks ago that you don't cook. And I got that one right.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Are you a good driver of an automobile? Do you drive?
I think I'm an excellent driver. Well, others might beg to differ.
Yep, that means she's awful.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
I've had a few complaints. I've had a few white knuckles while I'm driving. I think I'm great. Okay. I don't understand it.
Now, we were talking about something earlier, the show Sex in the City.
Yes, it's coming back.
You know, have they already filmed it, or is it just going back into production?
I think it's just going back into production, right?
They've
Josh?
Not filmed it yet, and it even has it's not even called Sex in the City anymore.
It isn't.
No, it has a new title.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker's got this big project, and Kim Cattrall will not be involved, but the other two ladies will be.
Called Harpy Nags, I think, is what
it's not called. Harpy Nags.
Okay, well, but your adventures in dating have always reminded me a little bit of that show, and that's the object of this particular program, in which Allie takes letters, and we try to help people with their romantic lives.
It'll be on HBO Max, The Sex and the City, and it's going to be a movie.
All right. Allie, what have you got over there?
Dear Allie, since being home way more, I have watched my husband go from being really neat to being an outright slob. I need to fix this. What can I do? Do I start giving him chores like when we were kids?
Well, I think as Pat Benatar once said, use sex as a weapon.
incentivize.
The old Lysistrata.
You have to be vigilant constantly on him. Hey,
nag.
Yes, tell him again, and you're going to have to. Tell him again and again and again and again. Yes.
No.
And then eventually he'll leave and you won't have to worry about it.
Make a chore chart and then separate it out and say, hey, we're going to do this. Which chores do you want to do?
Oh, my God.
Now, is there a reward thing involved in this? Do you have,
No, there shouldn't be. You want your house to look nice because you live there.
Yeah, you live in a clean home.
No, the reward is I take out the trash, you give me the old number four.
No, you want
number four.
Yeah, what's number four?
Well, you've got five fingers.
You know. Jeez. Wow, you know, yikes. I thought that was the number three.
It could also be called the no thumb.
Okay. Never mind.
I think we've
done our work on that one. What are your thoughts, Allie? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think incentivize him. I don't know about the number four. That sounds more like a punishment, but you can figure out some sort of incentive system.
The incentive is
Yeah, that you're not a slob.
Yeah, give him chores. And if he doesn't do them, kick him out. I agree. If Osmond were here, she'd say, kill his dog.
Yeah, we need to get her on the phone.
Yeah.
This is the one segment that really brings out the hostility.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, it's great.
So, Chrissy, what would you do?
Strangle his
dog. I would sit him down and go, hey, look, you know, things have gotten a little sloppy around here. Let's just make, let's divvy up the chores. Which ones do you want to do? Give him the chance.
Hit her with a broom!
I think that's totally fine, but I think it should be more casual, like, hey, I'm going to do the dishes because you sweep. Because if someone told me to do something, and then they brought a chore chart that they did an arts and crafts project for, I would be furious.
Well, there's that.
You got glitter and multicolored markers out just to tell me that I'm gross?
You know what she could do?
What?
She could say, you know what? You don't clean up your area. I'm not going to clean up mine.
No.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, but see and, that.
I see. Yeah.
Shave.
Yeah, shave, shower. Oh. Right.
Ooh. Isn't there a Greek play about that?
Lysistrata, essentially.
All right.
Well, that's holding out completely, isn't that?
Yeah. This is the
she can do that, too?
Yeah. No, but you don't want to use sex as a weapon.
No, that's not. That honestly never is a good idea.
No.
I mean, eventually you might. No, why not at some point?
Yeah, no, sex just happens on its own.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we saved her life. What else has happened?
Maybe a little chart, like Willie says, with glittered stars.
Make it fun, yeah.
But the trick is that the man has to kind of just realize this on his own.
Right.
If she has to go, hey, can you help me? You can help me fill in the blank. It's already too late. There's a
good point.
You've blown it. and you won't.
So how do you get him to make him think it's his idea?
Well, you can't.
Just make his area grosser so that he can't stand being around it?
No, that will never work.
No.
Yeah.
Or you could actually really love each other, but I'm really not familiar with that concept. So what that
is. Remember Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn in the breakup?
Yes.
And she was mad because he didn't do the dishes. She goes, I did the dishes. And she goes, no, you don't get it. I want you to want to do the dishes.
Yep. Yeah.
And everyone in the movie theater went, what, this is the most awkward. Too real.
Whoops.
Too real. Yeah,
go back to the scene where you show her butt.
Naked. Okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Get our next letter once again from Allie Breen. Allie, go ahead.
Dear Allie, my wife and I have two kids and she wants to have a third. Rather than try to talk her out of it, I'm thinking about getting a vasectomy and just not telling her.
No. Healthy, yeah. Healthy. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Boy, is that a bad idea.
This is a win-win-win.
Yeah. Yep.
Brilliant solution or will this backfire?
Yeah. It'll backfire in every way.
Can
you imagine her finding out?
No. I'd be
so can you see it? Can you see vasectomy scars?
Wow. I don't know, Chick, can you?
No.
He could try.
There aren't any. It's a puncture. It's not even a.
This is a major life decision that you make with your partner. You don't do it on your own and hide it from her.
No, when she asks you about it, go, well, I told the person I love. Tell her.
Told your sister. Yeah. Josh would say this needs to be, we need to have a discussion about
this. No, this one, I'm actually on the fence with this one.
Oh, you are? No. So once again, lying is the fundamental
this
way
is a
to get
huge
this.
Lie,
is this
Josh?
An easy lie? This is an easy lie to hide.
Sometimes, exactly. Sometimes the bigger lies are the easier lies.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you serious?
The bigger the lie, the easier you hide it.
You are.
Wow.
You are crazy.
You know what? No, I'm on the side. Just do it. Don't tell her. You'll never.
But you know what'll happen.
Save yourself.
She will find out.
And then she'll get pregnant.
Oh.
And then he'll be going.
Well, if she gets pregnant, well, there's your movie right
there.
Yeah.
Movie right there.
Right. If she gets pregnant, you kill her.
Right.
Also,
what'll happen is they'll try and try and try, and she'll wonder what's wrong and make him go to the doctor and see what's going on, and he'll let her know. Yeah. Somehow he'll get caught.
She'll go to the doctor and she'll go, well, I know the problem's not me.
Exactly.
And the doctor will go, you've had a vasectomy right here, and circle his test.
And she'll go, what?
Okay, well.
You might be in trouble.
We need one more letter. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend likes me to tell him about other guys I've slept with when we're hooking up. The problem is, I've had very vanilla sex, so the stories aren't that exciting.
Oh, lie.
I'm trying to make stuff up. Yeah, I'm trying to make stuff up like that I hooked up with girls in college, but there's only so much I can come up with.
He needs to.
Now he just wants crazier stories.
Old issues of Penthouse Magazine.
Yep.
A friend of mine in college, his brother worked for them writing the fake letters.
So those are lies that are okay, right? She can just lie about that stuff and
it'll backfire.
Make herself sound like a.
Does he really think she did all this, or is she telling him, hey, I really didn't have that great of sex, so I'm just making the stories up? Does he just want to tell
guys
stories?
Guys are so dumb that they believe it.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
What did you say, Alice?
Allie.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think guys believe it. Like, guys, when they watch porn, they think it's real half the time. I think guys are so dumb when it comes to sex.
But I don't think all guys want to hear about your past sexual exploits, do they?
Nope.
No.
I think he wants to come in and be the best ever and be the conqueror and then.
Well, then just tell him he's the best ever and be on your way.
What if she starts doing
be on your way.
What if she starts doing like like moments from movies, and he catches her. She's like, "Yeah, we're at the baseball field, and she's got to be somebody's baby was playing in the background." He's like, "That's Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's not."
Yeah, so we were on a luxury liner cruise.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
drew me in the.
We were under the deck in an abandoned car.
Yeah, and I wore this beautiful hand. Diamond. Yeah.
And he drowned on a door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Christy?
I don't know. I mean, I think, does he really believe she's been doing these things? Or it's just weird. I would just be honest with the guy and say, look, I'll just tell you stories if that's what you want. But I really don't have that experience to draw from.
Right.
I don't know.
And if a guy wants to hear stories, you think he really thinks he's going for you telling him he's the best? Like, oh, I've done all this stuff and nothing like you.
This is a guy thing. I have no idea because I've never been in this situation.
I would tell him, look, pal, this is your problem. And when the bell rings, you answer it, okay?
Okay.
And you better, when you come heavy, okay?
I don't like to hear when about other people.
When you come over.
People.
And then you have to do the dishes like the guy in the first letter. And
weird.
Yeah. I don't, do you guys like to
people
hear
have
about
weird kinks.
No, I don't want to hear about it.
People's dick, nope. No.
I'm indifferent.
No, it's the opposite.
You're indifferent?
Sure. Yeah.
You don't mind if a woman starts talking about something she did with somebody else?
No. Why would I? That happened in the past. I'm with her now.
Okay.
Who cares?
You are so evolved.
You are.
Well, there's some people that are. So, I know a comic who was in an open relationship, and they liked to tell each other about the things they were doing while they were together.
Oh, okay.
Which is,
I know an actor that thinks he's in an open relationship.
Pat.
I'm sorry, I wasn't talking about
you. Used to think.
That's
hopefully.
Allie Breen is our guest. You can find out more about Allie by going to any of those social media platforms. Allibreen. Perhaps send us a letter like this one. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend got mad at me because I got her lingerie for her birthday. She says the gift is more for me than for her. Is she being crazy or did I actually do something wrong?
She's crazy.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think she has a point. You don't get her.
It depends what kind of lingerie it is. Is it that Madonna pointy?
No, you don't get her some lingerie for her.
He could have easily saved this. He could have saved this immediately.
By saying?
By saying, you know what? I got this for us.
Yeah.
Or he could say, I got this for your mom.
He could have said that. That would not have helped anything.
And she, I'd rather see her naked, but you need to put this on.
Right, yeah, right.
Okay.
I think she's being ungrateful. I think he meant well. I don't think
I
he did
I suppose it
on,
depends
on
about
spite.
How far out the lingerie is and is it something really weird?
You didn't mess up. You didn't mess up.
I don't think
like,
messed
it'd
up.
Be like, here, happy Valentine's Day. I got you these knee pads. It's the same
no,
thing.
It's
okay? It's
no.
the same damn thing.
No,
I got
it's
you
not.
Some knee pads and a hair
don't
tie.
Get them something they want, not you something you want.
Boy.
It's like if you're a kid, you buy your dad a baseball cap that fits you. It doesn't work. Don't do it.
Okay.
All right.
Chick's got a point. It's disguised as romance, but it really, he'll get more
yes,
out of it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And what's wrong with that if you're making him happy?
Okay. If only you believe
right.
that.
I do believe
we're
that.
On the air, and it's nice to say that.
going back to the gentleman who was interested in maybe getting a vasectomy and not telling his wife.
Yeah.
We just got this letter, and I wonder if this is true. I can't imagine this guy's lying to us, but. I've never heard of this. He said he's getting a vasectomy in a week. And if you're married, your wife has to sign a release that says she's okay with it.
Ah.
Is that a religious thing or is that a state law?
I feel like this might be a specific law for a specific area or, like you said, religion or something.
Yeah, don't you have control of your own body?
Did whoever you were with have to sign?
you're assuming that I told her. See, when you get a vasectomy,
and a second email coming in saying the very same thing.
You not
oh,
only
really?
Won't get
yes.
what?
It's just you're. It's not only your wife you won't get pregnant.
You have to have your wife's consent in certain states. So,
I
would think that would be like one Bible beating state, maybe.
This is a very blue state.
That sounds like a 1900 law.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's a blue state in this email. So, Huh. Interesting.
And then after they cut the vas deferens, you have to eat it.
Is that correct?
Yes. Just like the placenta thing. This is our way of getting back at you guys. Yeah.
I put mine in some macaroni and cheese. I didn't even know.
But for the first time I ever heard somebody say there was a vas deferens between the penis and the testicles. That's my mind.
I don't know him. I love Zac Efron, though. Is that the same thing?
Oh, I love Zac Efron, too.
Allie Breen is our guest. If you have love troubles, as you can see, we're very helpful.
Absolutely.
It's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. And, Allie, another great job. I'm glad you got your driver's license. Are you going to be staying put in New York for a while?
I should be in New York for a bit. Yeah, I don't think I have any plans to go anywhere so far.
Okay.
I'll be here. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, probably on Wednesday.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. Unless you win the Powerball, in which case I'm sure you'll be living
in Fiji.
Yeah.
Fiji.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, in Fiji, they drink
Fiji water.
The most popular.
Hang on. He's working on it. Give him a chance.
What's the most popular water there?
I ruined it.
No. I was just kidding.
Now, is that water actually from Fiji, or was it developed by a guy from the fraternity?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.